So what's the most common question that you get from patients with thyroid disease?
Most common question I get relates to prognosis, meaning what's going to happen to me and how long will I take to get better. A related question is, why did this happen to me? I think that's probably not an uncommon question for any autoimmune disease because we don't have great answers. Those two questions together probably comprise most of what people ask me the first time I see them.
Yeah, the common three questions that I think all of us who take care of autoimmunity are, what caused my disease, how did I get it, and what's going to make it go away, what's going to make it worse? And then the other question for that many of us hear is, what's going to make it never come back? Patients who are on thyroid replacement medicines, though, may end up being on that medication forever. Is that right?
That's true. That's true. For people who have autoimmune hypothyroidism or underactive thyroid, I would say the vast majority of people will need to be on some sort of thyroid replacement indefinitely. There are a small number of people who may have had a transient condition, and we certainly don't need to continue medication in them, but it does become part of their daily routine.
In contrast, people who have hyperthyroidism or a hyperactive disease, many times you can get that disease under control and no other long-term therapy is required.
Correct. We tend to use the same terms that perhaps other specialties use. We say a patient can go into remission. And when I first see a patient, sometimes I can give him or her a good idea of their chance of remission. Younger people, people with less severe disease, women tend to go into remission more from overactive thyroid, but certainly we've seen it with all age groups and genders.
So what fun new research is exploring the answers to the questions that patients are raising?
I think probably the things that patients would really like to hear about, and we don't have the answers yet, is what treatments could actually modify the disease course. You know, right now for underactive thyroid, we tell them we let the immune system do what it's going to do and we'll replace your thyroid when it's all over. And as you can imagine, that's kind of a suboptimal answer for a lot of folks. So there are some ongoing research trials as to treatments that might modify the course to avoid the thyroid being destroyed. The problem, of course, is that a lot of those treatments can be worse than the disease itself. A lot of the treatments we use to affect autoimmune diseases can be toxic in and of themselves. But hopefully, particularly for conditions like Graves' disease, we'll be making progress. The other thing that I think patients are interested in is the optimal replacement regimen for those people who don't feel well on the standard therapy, levothyroxine or Synthroid, which is one brand. And there are some outcome trials hopefully coming down the pipeline to help us figure out which patients might do better from the get-go with a different type of regimen. Different.